The high-tech research being used on a popular fruit so consumers don't have to wait until next season. We've learned that off-season tomatoes often get passed up in the produce aisle for lack of color and taste. We also know these varieties are bred to survive rough handling and long cross-country trips from the farm to the market. So to give consumers
a better tomato,
U.S. Department of Agriculture's chief scientist, Catherine Motecki, says researchers are looking at genetic modification techniques to give consumers what they've been looking for and asking for. And so far, here's what they've learned.
How those genes interact and what kind of functional attributes do they bring to the plant?
According to surveys, consumers want flavor, appearance, and good shelf life. Apparently, they don't want to wait for the next season.
So all of those characteristics are ones that eventually, with this work that we're sponsoring, are going to result in new varieties of tomatoes that will have those attributes.
According to the USDA, Americans eat between 22 and 24 pounds of tomatoes per person per year. More than half of those munchies are in ketchup and tomato sauce. The tomato is America's fourth most popular fresh market fruit and veggie behind potatoes, lettuce, and onions. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.